listeners, welcome to the second episode of Beyond Twilight with me, Rishita Chandar. So lately, how many hours a day do we end up spending on the internet? We constantly keep scrolling our news feed for hours and hours with our thumbs dancing on the screens. And we get anxious when we cannot check our social media accounts for a day. Well, this takes me to the concept of hashtag FOMO, or the fear of missing out. When we are at our homes, probably alone, and we are scrolling through our feed and come across many pictures and videos of friends or celebrities that are doing something exciting, or hanging out with a group of people, or traveling or partying. In one picture, we may see a perfectly toned body from a social media model. Then in next, is our friends out at a party together. Then we scroll to someone getting married or someone posting about a new job opportunity they received. And we are here sitting in a room in front of TV, in our pajamas, eating junk and looking at all these people who seem like they're living their best life. Or imagine that you were invited to an event that all your close friends are continuously discussing about, but you're unable to go due to a certain reason. But later on, we watch them having fun and living the time of their lives through their Instagram stories. I know we all cannot help but feel a sting of pain from having missed out on an event and not being a part of that memory. So when you look at these people who look like they're living their best life, we start to think that we are really missing out on all the fun and that our lives are not as interesting as theirs. We compare our life with theirs and end up triggering our anxieties. And you know, the most common suggestion for this would be people telling us to spend less time on the internet. And I know saying it is a lot easier than doing it. And in such unexpected times, it's quite impossible. But whenever we are on the verge of comparing our lives with these happy people on Instagram, remember that everybody only puts their happy moments forward. Nobody showcases their struggle or their problems. It is just the way of how they portray themselves on Instagram, and we cannot deny that. Who knows, they might not actually be enjoying that party and they just put a story and we are here jealous of nothing. Social media has created jealous behaviors over illusions. We need to realize that when we fear missing out, we are missing the moment. We need to remind ourselves that we don't need to do what everyone else is doing. We cannot be everywhere at all times and always be doing the coolest thing ever. And that is completely okay. We need to keep in mind that we cannot do it all. We cannot be in two places at one time. And for everything we have missed, I'm sure we have gained something else. And if a particular person's stories or posts are still affecting your self-esteem, you know you could just unfollow them. It's literally just a tap away. It might be difficult, but once you do it, you feel peace. Because we cannot let FOMO rule our heart. How about we try the joy of missing out? Feeling content with staying in and disconnecting as a form of self-care and live in the moment. Because we are where we are supposed to be, and that we are all also living a perfect life. We already have many people comparing our lives with others, and we don't want to add to it by comparing our lives with the people we see on Instagram. We could either keep figuring where we are missing out on, or stay curious with our every present situation. And the choice is always yours. So stay safe, stay happy, and stay tuned for more.